Well, the heat might not be working, but the microphones are. Though my father is a secular Muslim, he is a fairly superstitious man who believes in astrology, the prophecies of Nostradamus, UFOs, aliens, and the fact that names affect people's character. And once the decision was about to be made about what to name their only daughter, my parents thought long and hard about what they wanted their child to do once they grow up, because their name will determine that. Helicopter parents, eh? When my father was distributing cigars at the hospital hall, a brilliant thought came to him. Let's name her Ezgi, which means music or melody, so she can grow up to be a classical musician. Jesus was smiling upon them at that moment, knowing his plans. Or perhaps this is an answer to all of you who ask me, why do you sing the Mass? Well, I was named to do it. I can't help it. And today has long been celebrated as another principal feast called the Feast of Our Lord. We call it the Holy Name. In ancient Jewish tradition, a child was circumcised and named on the eighth day of life. And the ritual was considered a sign of the covenant between God and his people, dating back to the patriarch Abraham. And the vestiges of this naming ritual were retained in the Christian religion. In our own baptismal liturgy, priests ask the parents and the godparents to name this child before their baptism. Well, it may seem odd to us, but at least as far as religious institutions were concerned, children back then had no name at all before this official ritual naming. And now, of course, parents often choose names before their children are even born. And there is nothing wrong with that, because names are important to us, culturally and individually. Culturally, names establish a kind of social location or an ethnic heritage. Think of Seamus, which stems from the ancient Celts, or Ashanti, which has African origins. And one can be named for an iconic figure or a beloved elderly relative. Our names provide one clue to the time and place of our birth in the great narrative of humanity. But religiously, names provide a means of identifying us before God, identifying us as children in the sight of God. And liturgically, in our prayers, at baptism, at funerals, even when addressing a bishop, we use the first name, what used to be called our Christian name. And this indicates that God knows us intimately, calls us each by name, and loves us all the same, which is to say, beyond measure. And individually, names differentiate us from others. They provide a means for us to be identified in a crowd, a way for us to refer to each other, and means by which one can establish oneself as unique by making a name for ourselves, as the expression goes. But what difference does that make? As Shakespeare wrote, "What is in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet." Names matter. You all heard that song by three lads. Istanbul was Constantinople. Now, Istanbul, not Constantinople, been long time gone, Constantinople. And why did Istanbul get all the works? Nobody's business but the Turks. Well, the song is funny in itself, especially coming from me, I know. But the first thing that the Ottoman Sultan did after capturing Constantinople in 1453 was trying to erase the Christian history for which it was built for thousands of years. He captured the Hagia Sophia Cathedral, the heart of the city, Then change the name of the city to more of an Arabic name, which is Istanbul, not Constantinople. Because that sultan understood names really mattered in something's character and history. Names do matter. And so too with Jesus. The name Jesus, of course, is the Latin form of the Greek Jesus, which comes from Hebrew Yeshua, meaning God is salvation, or Jehovah saves. You might tell that to Jehovah's Witnesses, they knock on your door. They will leave soon after you have that conversation. But this Jesus, good above all other, was not simply named to establish his cultural heritage as a Jew. He was not named primarily to identify him to God, since he came from God and he was God. And he was not named only to differentiate him from others. Yet he was named Jesus to provide us a beacon to follow, a leader to follow, a way for us to move even closer to divine grace and mercy. Jesus is the truth, the way, the life, the name for which every knee should bow, here on earth, in heaven, and under the earth. And in this world, so afflicted by hostility, in this age, so infected by divisiveness, in this time, so overwhelmed by name calling, the name of Jesus provides a medicine to the hatred, a cure for violence, a balm for pain. For Jesus is the salvation of the world. And we minister in his name to the world around us. In our baptism, we're claimed and adopted and forgiven and made members of the priestly body of Christ, the church. And we are now empowered to be a sign of God's love for others. In other words, the name of Jesus is forever sealed upon our hearts. And that name of Jesus within us compels us to work for justice and peace and love for all. And that name gives us the strength and will to persevere in this ministry of reconciliation. All this we do in the name of Jesus, our Maker, our Defender, and our Redeemer, and Friend. He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. He is called Jesus, meaning God is salvation. And he will forever be called Jesus, the King of Glory and the King of Peace. I don't know about you, but I think we all could use the salvation this King of Peace brings in 2017. How will we set this year apart for that purpose? And what things in our life needs renaming? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.